Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out, please. I hope you will, because if you're a small business owner or you want to be, I really think it will help you. And I hope you'll take advantage of all the free things there. And we got more to come. We got a lot more cool things to come. Don't forget, my books are there as well. You can find Small Businesses Like a Bunch of Bananas and the new one, 3 Minutes to Success. 3 Minutes to Success. I'll get it right in a minute. You can find that there as well, and you can buy them on the website. And also, you can subscribe to my free newsletter and our blog. I hope you'll take advantage of all of those things. We're having a little technical difficulty getting Chris DeNovo on the show. He may join us a little bit later on, but I want to continue to talk about what he and I were going to talk about, which is customer, which is basically the customers. You know, one of the things that that you and I have to understand is a business has never been able to take customers for granted, ever, not ever. But in the 21st century, that's like to the 10th power. We have to think about that like to the 10th power. And the reason is because there's so much clutter out there. There's so many opportunities to divert a customer's attention away from us. It might be a direct competitor, somebody who sells exactly what we sell, and they get their attention, they steal their heart from us. Whatever method they might use, it might be a big competitor, could be a small competitor, could be a lot of different reasons. Another thing that's happening these days are just diversions. Not a direct competitive opportunity, but maybe an alternative, some other thing that's out there that takes away. For example, let's say you're in the entertainment business. You're doing something that's along the eyes of entertainment. It's sports or whatever it might be. There are lots of different ways that your customers, your prospects, can get diverted from you. So how do you get these people to not only come to see you, to do business with you, to start with? How do you get them to come back? How do you create loyalty? How do you create word of mouth, which is so important for small business owners? How do you create customers that will do business with you and pay a little bit of a premium, a price premium? That's very important, folks, for small business owners. We can't do business on the rock bottom price scale. You've heard me say this a million times. The price war is over and we lost. We've got to be able to have pricing power. We have to be able to get a premium price for what we sell, and we've got to make it worth that price to the customer. And one of the things that has been proven is that if you focus on the customer, if you focus on their happiness, if you focus on why they came to do business with you to start with, what motivated them to look for you, what motivated them to need what you sell, what steps did they go through to find you, what did they do, what did they think when they got to your business? How do they feel about being in your business or talking to people in your business? And that includes your website, too. What was their experience? What was going on in their mind? How do they feel? Folks, this is not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But I'm saying that if you're going to be successful, you and I don't have enough money to intimidate people through our marketing budgets. No small business does. We can't out-market. We can't out-advertise. We can't out-promote some of the bigger companies. We can't, neither one, none of us can intimidate people with size or with noise. The only way we can intimidate our customers is just with outrageous customer service. Unbelievable customer service. The kind of customer service that tells, or as Joanna Brandy says, customer care. The kind of customer care that when a customer does business with us, their standard exclamation, the standard comment is, wow, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they took care of me like that. I can't believe I had that experience. Whatever you did for them, they just said, wow. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about what you can do to get your customers to say, wow, and then to be more loyal to you, and therefore to tell their customers about, their friends about you, and to pay you maybe a little bit more money than they would pay somebody else. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Talking about customer service, customer care, customer satisfaction, and what that means to you and how you can differentiate yourself. There are two kinds of differentiation, small business owners, that I want you to think about. One kind is the kind that you differentiate from other small business competitors, other people that do business in the marketplace like you do. And the other kind of differentiation is where you differentiate yourself from the big competitors, the big boxes, whatever industry you might be in, whatever big box company you might be talking about. You differentiate yourself from those folks. And there are two different things to think about. Let's take the big ones first. Let's talk about differentiating ourselves from the big ones. And what we're doing here, folks, is when any consumer out there of whatever it is that you sell thinks about what they need, they've got all these choices. They got big box choices. They got little box choices like you and me. And they got things on the internet to look at. Lots of different options. A lot of different places they can go. So what we want them to do, our goal, isn't it, is to get them to, when they think about what they need, if it's what we sell, they think about us. Automatic, first things that pops into their mind, and they don't want to go anywhere else. They can't be swayed. They can't be diverted. Their minds can't be changed. They just count on us to deliver what it is that they want. Now, that's our goal. That's our ultimate goal. A customer that you cannot run off. A customer that you can't steal. That somebody else can't steal. A customer for keeps, as some of our Brain Trust members talk about. That's our goal. Now, the way that we accomplish that goal is through differentiation. And not only talking about differentiation, but delivering differentiation, delivering something different, delivering something better than everybody else. But there's more to it than just delivering it. You also have to let people know, the people who haven't done business with you yet, you've got to let them know that that's what they're going to find when they get there. Now, when it comes to the big boxes, I think you've got an advantage, small business owner, because big boxes these days do something that I talk to them about these things, folks. When I talk to big companies, I talk to them about this. I tell them that the more they curry the favor of stock analysts, the more that they worry about what their stock price is today instead of what it's going to be a year from now and 5 years from now, the more they've got the tail wagging the dog. Because stock analysts don't buy the products, at least not enough of the products that they of the companies that they study to make the company successful. So what is our goal? If I were big companies, I would be saying this. What is our goal? Is our goal to make our stock price go up today? Maybe at the danger of it not being able to maintain that? Or is our goal to serve our customers so that they'll continue to do business with us, to differentiate ourselves from our competitors so our customers will do business with us, and they'll keep doing business with us, and they'll pay us a little bit of a premium in order to be able to get what we have to do business with us. Now, too many times today, I think a lot of these big publicly traded companies would say, well, you know, I'm paid on the stock price. We're highly motivated to get our stock price up right now, this year, this quarter. And I know that's important. And I'm not naive about the realities of big business. But I just think that's awfully short-sighted. And as long as big companies do that, ladies and gentlemen, as long as big companies do that, small business owners, that's an advantage for you. Because every time you compete with a big company, and their motivation is stock, the stock price, they can't do both. They cannot worry about what the stock analysts say and take excellent care of their customers. They cannot do both of those things at the same time. Now, here's where you and I have an advantage. You and I don't have a stock price, do we? Our goal is to put more profit on the bottom line. Our goal is to have more sales and higher margins so we can put more profit on the bottom line so that we can pay ourselves more, we can pay our people more, we can fund the growth of our business, we can get out of debt, we can build some value for us and any other shareholders and our employee stakeholders, and continue to deliver great service for our customers. We don't have the diversion of stock analysts, which I think is a horrible thing. Not a horrible diversion. That's not really the right word to say. It's an unfortunate diversion. Stock analysts, I guess, are necessary. I think they're an unfortunate diversion for big companies, and you and I can take advantage of that in our small businesses because we can differentiate ourselves from the big companies because we don't manipulate customers. We do pay attention to what our customers want. We don't have anybody else whose favor we try to curry. We only work for our customers. And when you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll focus single-mindedly on making your customers happy, you will accomplish your goals. Thank God most small business owners don't have stock prices to worry about. That's one of our advantages. Tintail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about taking care of customers. How being single-minded about taking care of customers, small business owners, is really the key to your success, if you think about it. Everything else that you do, everything you do in your business should be focused on keeping your customers happy. Now, I know a lot of times people say, well, you should keep your employees happy. Well, that's all part of keeping your customers happy. It's all part of it. There are a lot of places you have to spend, but I really, and sometimes I feel sorry for publicly traded companies because they got these other people who really, if you think about it, a stock analyst contributes nothing to the marketplace. Name one thing that truly to the marketplace, not to the Wall Street. I'm not talking about the Wall Street. I don't care about Wall Street, but to the overall economy. Name me one thing that a stock analyst contributes to the marketplace. I think basically nothing. And I don't mean to be dissing stock analysts. I just think they don't. And they certainly don't contribute anything to the quality of service that people get out there because they divert the attention of companies. And I believe if big companies were smart, they would tell the stock analysts, you know what, have a ball, go do what you want to do. I'm not even going to pay attention to you. I'm going to send a letter to my customers and I'm going to say to my stockholders and I'm going to say, tell you what, folks, We're not going to listen to stock analysts. We're going to do the best we can. We're going to report to you. We're going to take care of our customers. We're going to focus all of our attention on customer satisfaction. Those are the analysts we care about, our customers. We're going to report back to you, stockholders, how our what our customers are saying about our products and service, what they're saying about what we're doing. We believe that will convert to increased sales. We believe that will convert to increased margins, increased profits, therefore increased dividends. Because of that, our stock will go up and you'll be happier. It may take a little while. We may have to, we may have to suffer for a year or so till we make this conversion off of this other drug the stock analysts provide us. Now, that's my little rant on big companies. You and I don't have that problem, folks. Small business owners, we don't have that problem. All we got to do is focus on our customers. That's a lot less complication in our lives. And by focusing on that, by focusing on customers, we differentiate ourselves. We make sure that they know that we're different by making sure that whatever we do, the customer experience is the best. The products that we sell are the good products. They're quality products. And if they're not, we fix it. The services we provide are high-quality services, and if they're not, we fix it. When people come into our business, we act like we're so excited they're there, we don't know what to do. That's so contagious, folks. That is so memorable. It's unbelievably memorable when a customer comes in your business and you act like they are that you've been waiting on them all day. You're so excited they came in and you can't wait to help them. You want to help them. You're interested in what they want to do, not just interested in buying your products. You want to know how they're going to use your products. What is it? Remember what I said earlier? What motivated you to come to see us? What are you working on? If you're in the hardware business and you want to compete with the big box companies, when you walk in, when a customer walks in, don't say, "Can I help you?" Say, "What are you working on?" If you're in the clothing business and a customer walks in and don't say, "Can I help you?" Say, "What are you thinking about? You got a party to go to? Have you got a meeting to go to? Is this for your business? What is it the purpose of you? Why are you here?" Find out those things, folks. If you're selling cars, if you got a car business, what is it that this automobile is going to do for you? Oh, you're going hunting. It's for hunting purposes. Okay. Well, let me show you how that would work. Oh, you got a family and you want to make sure that they're safe. Well, let me show you what we've got over here. I think this will help you. Those are the kinds of things. Connect with your customers, ladies and gentlemen. Connect. Don't connect with them with their money. Don't connect with your product. Connect with what's in their heart. Connect with what's in their head. And if you will do that, you will have loyal customers who will tell their friends about you. What's that worth? Who will pay you a premium because you're worth it. And all of that, believe it or not, folks, translates directly to reduced operating cost. And you'll be much more efficient in your close ratio. How many people walk in the door to how many actually buy from you. Folks, this is not rocket science. It's not a mystery. It's just common sense. Connect to your customers. But I will tell you, it is not easy. It is a lot of work. It takes a lot of thinking about those people. But you know what? They're worth it. They're your customers. They mean everything to your business. And you can write that on a rock. I'm Jim Blasingame. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back, actually, on Monday. I'll see you later. Have a good weekend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.